It's 8:47 on a Thursday. Joining us now in our studio are this year's Joseph Lee Haywood Distinguished Service Award winners, Lois and Noel Strathmone. Thank you so much for coming in. Good morning.
It's a delight to be here, and thank you for the work that you do in community work.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Lois. Now, you have coming up next week, a week from yesterday, actually, we have our banquet for the Distinguished Service Award winner. So we wanted to bring you in and talk to you a little bit about just serving Northfield, because how long have you lived in Northfield? You're both from South Dakota?
Minnesota.
You are from Minnesota.
Yeah, we grew up on farms relatively close to the South Dakota border.
Oh,
my dad's
okay.
farm was about 15 miles away or something.
Okay.
But we're Minnesotans.
Oh, I didn't know
by
that.
Birth.
All right. I recall Brookings. You've gone out there. Do you have relatives there? Or?
We attended school in Brookings.
Okay.
We attended South Dakota State.
Oh,
and subsequently, both of us were given teaching positions mm-hmm. in Brookings, as a matter of fact. Noel graduated a year ahead of me and was out looking at high school jobs, came back and discovered that the university offered him a position teaching right there, the same type of shop classes mm-hmm. that he had thought he would be teaching in high school, sheet metal, machine shop, welding, those sorts of things, wishing to have the engineering students know what they were working with physically, so when they went out into the working world, they were being realistic
sure.
about what the materials could do, what was possible, and so forth. So he was hired at the college. A year later, I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
The math teacher in the high school happened to have resigned and left. I had a teaching job right there in Brookings.
Now, what year did you come to Northfield?
1965.
65,
okay.
All right, so you've mm-hmm. been here. I'm doing some math in my head. Over 50 years, 53
yes,
years.
53
wow.
years, you're right.
Now, you have both been known for your involvement within the community. And Noel, we'll start with you. You have been most notably a member of the school board for close to 40 years, 35, 40 years or so?
July 1st, I started my 37th year.
37 years.
That's right.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Tell us about, why did you originally run for the school board? And what are some of the things that have happened during that time that you're proud of?
Well, I was working at Sheldahl at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a note in a paper that said we're interested in somebody, community people, to serve on a curriculum committee. And Jane McWilliams was the chair of the school board at that time. And she and I had worked on a stage at the Arts Guild several times. I knew Jane. I called her up and I said, tell me about this. Well, my experience was a bit different
mm-hmm.
in that it was more in the business side. I was working at Sheldahl and I had a business component that would be helpful in the academic, looking at the curriculums and so on. And so that's what brought me in contact with the school system. And then there was an opening at the time they had elections in May, and you would start your term in July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And those meetings were pretty much over in December and January. And as I thought about it, I said, I think I could serve this community in a capacity of a school board member. So I ran, and I was elected.
And I have talked to so many people that have been involved with the school district that through all these years, if memory serves, you've tried to quit the school board and have been talked into coming back a number of times.
Numerous times,
people
yeah.
really respect the institutional knowledge, the history, and the wisdom that comes with so many years of experience.
Well, that I hear the same thing from people when I say, I think I'm not going to run anymore. And they say, well, we need you to fill in some of the gaps that we haven't, that help us understand where the district has been and where it's going. And I've said several times, I need to get off the board. And then either the community or someone else has said, mm-hmm. We need you to, we got an issue before us that you can help mm-hmm. us understand. And so that's pretty much the reason why I continue to serve you know, it's a delightful job. I say it's probably the best public service job in town.
Lois, what do you think about
that? And sometimes it's the administration as well that mm-hmm. will encourage Noel to stay on the board. They said, you bring a sense of the community for a number of years. You have seen previous bond issues. You have seen building projects and so forth. And you we've got a lot. We've got six other school board members, but they are newer on the board. They don't have that sense of we've tried this, it hasn't worked, or this was really good, let's do it again. So they value Noel's experience.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, someday it will come to an end, I suppose, and you'll certainly be missed, and hopefully there will be some people that will be able to continue in a role like that, because those roles are so important within, you know, whether it be a city or an organization or a school district, having somebody that has that knowledge and wisdom from, you know, so many years of doing it is important.
My son said, Dad, how long are you going to do that? You know, there are other people in the community, and indeed there are. But my illustration to him was, when I came on the school board, I thought people voted me in for my knowledge in my experience. And it since has become clear to me that I can represent the community with their information. We had an issue came before the school board, and I got 750-some emails offering advice about what to do. Have you considered this? And I hadn't considered some of the things they were reaching out to share with me. So, you know, I think the ability to communicate the thoughts of the community are helpful on the school board, and that's something I bring to it.
Now, Lois, there's one thing I want to ask you about. I haven't, and a lot of people know this, some people may not, but there's a lot of people actually out in the general public right now that have received a letter or a thank you or a congratulations or something from Lois. You have made it a point for a number of years now to recognize individually some of the people who have had an accomplishment or done something. Tell us about, talk about that.
Well, I at times I say, once a teacher, always a teacher. You never lose your interest in that generation of young people coming along. And most of my correspondence is with the younger, these middle school, the high school, occasionally elementary school students. And the comment that we've gotten from parents is the kids will say, you know, I expect my parents to be watching what I'm doing and appreciating and so forth. But these are people in the community who are still aware of what we are doing in the school and so forth. I really feel important, like I've done something that's of value and so forth. So with feedback like that, it certainly encourages me to keep on being aware of what our young people are doing and where it's appropriate, sending a note either of congratulations, encouragement, encouraging them to continue doing what they're doing or whatever. And the feedback from the students, sometimes years later, they'll come back and say, and I still remember the note that you sent and so forth. So it's a two-way street.
I had a conversation with a grandma, one of my tenants, and she had said, I want you to tell your wife how significant her note was to my granddaughter. She was playing in the orchestra, and it was a spring concert, and she was ready to quit the orchestra. She said, nobody cares. I'm just another fiddler. I'm not going to do this anymore. And they had the spring concert, and in the mail the next day was a note from Lois expressing the appreciation as being a member of the orchestra. And it made the difference, and she continued with orchestra. And after she graduated and went off to college, she is now playing in an orchestra in a college. So, you know, it does extend beyond just the note.
Yeah, and there's probably hundreds of stories like that over the course of the years. You know, I want to move on here and talk about another thing that you have been involved with for many, many, many years has been theater and the Northfield Arts Guild. And I know you have, that's been an enjoyable, I don't know if I want to say release or hobby, but it's been a good time. Tell us about your affiliation with the Arts Guild and their performing history.
Well, the first story is an interesting one indeed. We had just moved to Northfield at the end of the school year, so Memorial Day weekend we moved here. And we're living in a second floor apartment, waiting for a house to be built for us and so forth. It was a warm summer. It was, your days got long and so forth. Somebody was used to being involved and interested. And Noel saw an ad in the paper, an entry from the Arts Guild asking for people to come and try out for Oligo Acts, the little short musical numbers or whatever. They were going to do a melodrama. And between the scenes of the melodrama, they would fill in with these little acts to get the community associated with it and so forth. Noel said, I think I'll take my guitar. He'd been playing guitar and singing for a long time. I think I'll take my guitar and go down and try out for that. I said, well, rather than sit in this hot apartment, I think I'll go with you and see what's going on. So we went down. Noel tried out, and it was Myrna Johnson was the actor, was being the director of this Dora the dishwasher, who really cleaned up melodrama. And she said to Noel, I like your singing, but she said, I really think that you should be in the play. She said, we've got a part in the play that your voice is great. She said, I really think you should be in the play. And she turned to me and she said, and we've got a part for you, too. I hadn't even tried out for anything. We ended up being the hero and the heroine in this play, which was Dora the dishwasher, who really cleaned up.
Well, that was the beginning of our relationship with Myrna Johnson and the theater. And it was a delight. We usually did musicals. We didn't do any dramas or anything mm-hmm. like that. We did the musicals, and we were usually in the chorus, few speaking parts, but singing in the chorus on a regular basis. And we really enjoyed that. And we, as the kids were growing up, we took turns so that one would be in a show and one would be at home with the kids. And at the latest count, we've been involved together in 27 different productions.
Wow.
And so we've been on stage. And the unique part about this is that in the show Jesse, which mm-hmm. was written for the Northfield Theater, or the Arts Guild Theater, rather, I played the character Haywood.
Mm-hmm.
So on stage, I have died numerous times as Haywood. And I hope I don't die in the...
At the banquet.
At the banquet. I've died on stage, and then I would get up when the lights were down, and I would get up and I would sing along with the chorus at the next routine.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he was in the posse, out chasing these outlaws across.
That's small theater.
Yeah, boy, what a wonderful thing, though. And you played Joseph Lee Haywood.
Haywood
in
yeah.
that. And you did that. There was one you've been in mm-hmm. just the last couple of years or so, haven't you?
The play was written for the Northfield Theater in 1976, the 100th anniversary of the bank robbery. Mm-hmm. And I think that they did it the very next year in Menominee as guests of the theater over there. And then I think we were doing it, and I was in the chorus.
Uh-huh.
We were doing it like every 5 years. And then we started doing it every year more mm-hmm. recently, and then decided that we were wearing it out, that maybe was overdoing it. But
well, I wish we had more time to talk about this, but we're running short. But I do want to ask you about other things that you've been involved with, and just your feelings towards giving. You've given so much to the Northfield community through various ways. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have been blessed. Mm-hmm. We moved to this community because there was an opportunity for me to work at Sheldahl. And within a month, we had been introduced to Sheldahl, to the Arts Guild Theater, to Bethel Church, and shortly thereafter, you had, as I was working at Sheldahl, you were signed on as the receptionist at the Chamber of Commerce.
At the Chamber of Commerce office. Oh. I made it through the summer. And come fall, when school was starting and so forth, I thought, boy, this is going to be empty around here. I said, no, and we were going to start family and so forth, so I wasn't going to get a teaching job. I said, no, you know, there's an ad in the paper for a part-time office secretary at the Chamber of Commerce. Would it be okay if I go down and apply for that job? Oh, yeah, I could work part-time. That would be fine. So I ended up working for the Chamber of Commerce, and what a way to become acquainted with the business community. I mean, these brand new people in town, and all of a sudden, I'm downtown with the big boys.
So you just jump right in. You got the full dose of Northfield within by the end of the summer.
Right.
and we were blessed to be able to work with people who accepted our skills and accepted our ability. And I say Northfield really offered us the opportunity to get involved. And I say it's not about us. It's about the community that recognizes people that help build a better community. And I think that's the important thing that we bring to the community. The community accepted us, and we were willing to help.
All right. You know, and we want to thank you from here at the KYMN staff, and I'm pretty sure I speak for everyone here. Boy, Lois brings us cookies for every occasion and everything. And it's just, you know, one of the reasons why you live in town, you know, because people like you live here and do things like that. And Noel has been, our building superintendent for number of years now since you're in your retirement, and boy, if there's ever anything wrong, boom, right here fixing it, stopping
he
on in, and just being neighborly.
Was there changing your light bulbs and checking?
Well, Lois says you're the only guy I know who can go down and take 5 minutes to change a light bulb and come back an hour later because you talk to everybody.
It might be an hour and a half, actually, because he talks to everybody.
I didn't want to exaggerate.
Wonderful. Well, we want to congratulate you on the award, and thank you so much for coming in today and everything that you've done for Northfield over the course of the last 53 years. Is that what we decided? And I know we've just touched the tip of the iceberg. I know you've been involved with other activities and church and stuff. So thank you for all those. And
Hospital board. I would say she was leading the hospital. She was on the hospital board at pivotal time when they had to decide if Northfield was going to. Well, the Department of Health wanted to close the Northfield Hospital.
Oh.
They said to us, so many of the small hospitals are closing, and we were going with a proposal. We wanted to start same-day surgery. They said, save your money. The little hospitals that aren't in the rural areas are closing. You know, it's silly for you. We said, look at our financial situation. Look at the support that we have from the staff, the requests for the doctors and so forth for adding something new. I said, we're not a closing hospital. And we were one of the few hospitals in the state to get permission from the State Department of Health to make any changes.
Wow. And when was that?
Oh, early
80s?
Early 80s, yeah.
Wow.
And I think that set the groundwork when they opened up the hospital for more specialists to come down. Mm-hmm. They discovered what a great community and what a great way it is to serve the people. And so there were more specialists coming down, and so that was the beginnings of needing more space. And I say Lois was pivotal, as was the whole
the board at that time.
But
the whole board was great. Yeah.
Worked together, pivotal in setting a stage for an expanded hospital.
Boy, and if you look at where they're at now, the complete healthcare system that we all enjoy, it's that made a difference. Thank you very much for that.
Well, all right. Thank KYMN for letting us take the opportunity to speak a little bit about what we do.
It's all right. I wish we had more time. Boy, that's why you're winners of the Haywood Award. It's Lifetime Distinguished Service, and we don't have a lifetime here. But but thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for all you do for Northfield. And for folks, once again, the banquet is Wednesday night, next Wednesday night. It's at the Northfield Ballroom, and I believe tickets are still available. You can check on the website of the Defeat of Jesse James Days for more information. Information on that, djjd.org. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jeff.
That is Lois and Noel Stratmone.